I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Why did you say that then?
I understood that reference.
Forgot about my new toys. Let's go.
I'll have what she's having.
I'm like this about stuff. And yeah.
And we're recording. Welcome to the Mount Geekmore's Geek Newsy. And I think it's number 13. Is it?
Lucky number 13.
Sure. Sounds about right. Fuck it. Let's go with
Distract
it.
Distract them while I look it.
No, no. I'm pretty sure it's Geek Newsy 13 because I believe the last one was the newspaper that was number 12.
It is Geek Newsy 13.
Geek Newsy 13. We should skip over it because it's bad luck, guys.
I've been keeping track and it's number 34. But whatever. You know.
I don't think it's 34.
It is. You're right. It was 42. All
right. There you go.
That's the answer for everything.
79.
What?
1976.
Do you know that I just realized now that in Bill and Ted's they said 69? What number are we thinking about? 69.
Really?
Because when I saw that movie originally, I was a kid and I didn't get it.
You don't pick it up.
And I was like, how did he know? And my brother said, you'll know one day. Like, and I go, I don't know what that means. And it just hit me now because I haven't seen a movie in years. And it wasn't until David started rattling off random numbers that I was like, 69. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's why.
That's a sexual reference.
Like the douche that I was, my AOL screen name was Wild Stallion 69.
Wild Stallion with a Z?
No, I didn't do the Z.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, I did okay. The Y. The W-Y-L-D.
Right.
But I didn't have a Z in it.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure it was a cute screen name. Anyway.
We can't all be that cool.
ASL. Wait, what?
ASL. LOL. I logged off the computer one time because I said something to a girl. I said, hey, you want a cyber? And then she said LOL. And I thought she meant logging offline. True story. All right. Geek Newsy number 13. We haven't been on in 2 weeks, so we're going to talk about San Diego Comic-Con, even though it happened a week and a half after. It happened 4 days after we released a previous episode, so we had no way of talking about it. So we want to talk about that news and whatever's been coming out in the week since. But the big news has been what's come out at San Diego Comic-Con. So what's the first news?
Well, let's talk about trailers.
Sure.
Because there was a lot of trailers.
I think that's like the main news, though.
You want to save that? Okay, let's save that.
Because I think that's like the main news that's come out from San Diego Comic Con.
Well, that's like the most people are excited for, or what they're most knowledgeable about.
I mean, San Diego Comic Con is not about the comics anymore.
No, sadly.
Yeah. Are there comics at San Diego Comic Con?
I believe so. You might have to go into the basement.
It's like that scene from Goodfellas where she said, no, just go down. Just go down the alley. Just go down. They'll take care of you. Just go down the. Just
going,
go down the alley.
Going.
No. There's two fucking shady dudes. Fucking like, hey, hey, what's up? You want comics?
I mean, I figured the trailers were gonna take up most of our conversation, but
I mean, did they really drop any other additional
big news?
Most of it was TV shows and movie trailers.
Yeah,
Marvel's coming out with some movies.
Yeah, as usual.
They dropped
DC's coming out. There were DC announcements without trailers.
Oh, there you go.
There were. That's a pretty big one too.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, you're right.
There was the announcement from Marvel about there was a trailer about the Inhumans. And did you guys like the Inhumans trailer?
I am not excited about the show at all, even though I really, really, really like the comics. Nothing about this show has appealed to me.
I'm more excited than you. Not to say that I'm excited, but I'm more excited than you for two reasons. A couple reasons. First of all, I've been, with the exception of this last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
mm-hmm.
I've been up. I'm up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Again. I'm minus 10 episodes or something, but I really love that show.
And it is very good.
And the Inhumans are coming along in that show, so I'm really like, man, if this is gonna be anything like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm fucking
down.
And
that's why I'm disappointed in it, because I am such a big fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they've done such a good job with Inhumans that I felt like they could have used Sky or Daisy as a catalyst to go ahead and do a spin-off Inhumans.
Isn't that what they're doing?
There is none of those characters. It is totally different. You have, I don't know the actor's name, but the guy who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones.
Second reason why I'm excited.
Right? He's playing another badass villain. Yeah. But it's literally, he's almost like the leader of the Inhumans who now think that they need to take out the regular people. Humans. And that they should be like number one.
And the actor that plays...
Ramsay.
Is he playing Black Bolt?
No, Black Bolt is quiet. You can't have that guy quiet.
I understand.
Yeah, no. He's not.
He's playing Black Bolt's brother.
Okay.
So I don't know who that is in the comics. I don't know the Inhuman comics at all. Which is another reason why I'm excited for this.
It's Black Washer, because the bolt goes in the washer.
Oh, okay. That would be his wife.
Ooh.
Or his significant other. We don't judge in this podcast.
We don't
judge.
But that would be the Black Nut.
Equal opportunity.
Black Nut.
Jesus Christ.
So good. But, all right, so he has said, the actor has said, that this role... that Ramsay would be a kitten compared to this character. So this character is supposed to be more hated.
Interesting. I mean, I like the actor and I like the story of the Inhumans. I think the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did a good job, but that's what upsets me is that we're not seeing for how well Marvel does with marrying everything together to the point where even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fed into the MCU universe in the movies.
I'm going to disagree with you.
In the first two seasons?
Finish making your point, but I'm disagreeing with you.
I think the first season where they had to actually hold back episodes so that we would get introduced to certain things and then them keep going shows that there was some sort of like coercion between what was going on. And I feel like they could have done that, having already established Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for the last three seasons and given us an Inhumans from that angle, even if it's just Daisy finding some and then you finding... I'm not going to ruin it because you haven't seen the last 10 episodes, but Daisy goes and finds these, you know, five or six Inhumans and those are the ones that are now going to do this Inhuman show. I thought that would have been a lot better, but to give me Inhumans on my right and then these different Inhumans on the left, I feel like it's going to fail.
I'm going to disagree with you for one reason, and that's that although the show sometimes references the films don't reference the shows at all. So people have this this idea in their minds that everything Marvel is connected, when in fact it isn't.
And the reason why is because
Kevin Feige,
mastermind.
He is the master behind everything, but he loves to overcommit to things or to say stuff and then later retract. And so what he said is everything is connected. It's not. You lied to us.
Here's the thing. Here's why here's.
But now that idea is in people's minds. Yeah. So they're like, oh, it's all connected.
Because he said it's all connected. They go, oh, it's all connected. And everybody always thinks, oh, Marvel does a great job of connecting things. No, they don't. The Netflix shows have nothing to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
The Netflix shows mention the attack on New York.
Yes.
As the attack on New York. They don't mention Iron Man. They don't mention Tony Stark. They mention a hammer once.
Right.
They mention guys in capes.
It's throwaway lines.
But it's like throwaway lines, and they never say the names. Even if it was a throwaway Tony Stark. Tony Stark is a fucking major character in the MCU. Stark Industries. Mm-hmm. You could... In the news, like on TV, in the back, you can say, Tony Stark, blah, blah, blah. That's a throwaway, and they don't even do that because they don't commit to that.
I will agree that they're not connected as a whole, but you have anything that's on Netflix is connected. Anything that's in the movies is connected, and that's why I thought an Inhuman show would be connected to another Inhuman show on the same channel.
But,
like, that connection.
That makes sense. In the way that, like, Flash and Arrow and Supergirl...
Right, I thought that was the connection that
was going
to
happen
here.
Isn't it weird that everybody got on DC... because the TV shows are not connected to the cinematic universe, and they stated that from the jump.
Right.
When they started with Arrow 7 years ago, they were like, this has nothing to do with...
And they also said, by the way, this has nothing to do with Smallville.
Right. That has nothing to do with Smallville.
And there was huge backlash against that.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody was like, oh, but Marvel. And in reality, DC is the one that's totally interconnected to the point that they have crossover episodes every season.
Yeah.
With the exception of Gotham. Right. That's the only one
that's
not connected.
Garbage.
Yeah, it is
so
garbage.
We don't,
right. No, I agree.
I am glad there are no...
No, I agree that there's garbage there. I agree with that on that aspect.
It'd be like, hey, do you want to connect to garbage? Oh, no, I'm all right.
I think it was a mistake for DC to license that to Fox.
Yes.
I don't know why, if they didn't get it up and, you know, off the ground in, or up and away, on CW... just fucking kill
it. Kill it.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a really bad show. But yeah, I just thought that at least they were going to keep the shows connected in that aspect. And
I'm with you there. I wish that they did a better job of tying everything together. I understand that the logistics of it is really, really difficult. But the fact that you openly stated something and then later have retraced your steps, to me, that's not cool.
I think it's even worse than that, because retracing your steps would be going back and being like, hey guys, listen, I know we said this earlier, but that's not what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. That's retracing your steps. I think he's totally ghosting the fans.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, he doesn't even bring it up. He goes, I have
mixed feelings on Kevin Feige. I mean, he's without him, the monster that is the MCU wouldn't be here. And you know, for the last, I mean, almost 10 years, we've had, you know, great movies. They're not all winners, but you know, I would say the majority of them are really good.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know, so thanks to him, we have that. But
and we also have X-Men 3 because of him, and we also have Punisher Warzone because of him.
Punisher Warzone.
Like I said, it's not all hits, you know.
Punisher Warzone was amazing.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
That.
Punisher Warzone was.
I prefer the original Punisher,
and you're wrong.
Which one? The one Dolph Lundgren?
Thomas Jane. I actually like the Dolph Lundgren one.
Okay, let's move on.
Moving on.
But for all the wrong reasons. Okay.
I was going to say, that's another one.
In the public.
Put that in
that
the
was
list.
The best day of your life.
Yeah. Put that in the list of movies on that podcast that we haven't talked about.
They didn't even make it worthy of putting it on there.
So I saw the trailer in the movie theater, as a matter of fact. And before Homecoming, I saw the trailer for Inhumans. And I was like, oh, the dog thing kind of throws me off.
That's the only part I like.
he's such a cool character in the comics.
Yeah, because in the comics,
his ability is super fucking cool.
Yeah, because he's a giant dog. In the comics, a giant dog totally looks okay.
He's a giant fat dog.
Yeah,
that can teleport you. Like that's fucking
that's
awesome.
Even better.
He's a giant teleporting dog that slobbers all over you and is a fucking sweetheart.
He didn't talk in the trailer, right?
No.
I hope his voice sounds exactly like it does in my head.
But that would be disappointing.
I get upset like when the movies don't commit to the comics. I'm like, just commit. Like X-Men First Class. You saw what happened. You put the yellow costumes on and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just commit, dude. Fuck it. That's the way it looks. Don't try to change Magneto's helmet. Fucking make it like the comic. Just commit. But there's certain things that I'm like, giant bulldog, you know what? Let's hold back on that.
I told you commit. I meant like make right.
Yeah, like you right just make it a regular sized bulldog and nobody would fucking, I mean, the Inhuman comics has what, 17 readers? What the fuck? How many people would actually complain about there not being a giant dog?
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I like my dog giant.
Yeah.
If they would have made it a regular sized dog, would you have fucking been like, oh, fuck this show?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
come on.
I'm already kind of there.
I watch the show, but I'm going to watch it now because there's a giant fucking dog that teleports.
I'm already kind of there. If they would have fucked up the dog.
You're like,
but that's not
now,
fucking up the dog.
It is.
It's a, come on, man.
How often can they keep up that really shitty CGI? Like, that's the problem. You know, like, how?
That's the easiest CGI to do.
That's like
me photoshopping a fucking picture with Mark Hamill. That's really fucking easy. Make myself giant.
That never happened, though, because you met him in real life.
I met him in real life. all right, so what was the other trailers?
Well, the Ben Affleck news, if you want to talk about that.
That's pretty big, but all right, let's lead with that.
They did mention that over there, the universe, the Batman.
All right, so this is what happened. All right, so at San Diego Comic-Con, they asked Ben Affleck about the rumors that they're going to get, you know, that he's going to leave the DCU after Justice League. And he said something to the effect of, are you fucking crazy? It's Matt Reeves. I would crawl down on all fours like an ape for him, much more to do Batman. Are you fucking kidding me?
I like the ape analogy.
He literally said that. He was like,
no, I'm saying that's brilliant.
He said, I will get that on all fours for him like an ape for Matt Reeves. Not, you know, to say anything of Batman. Are you fucking kidding me? That's what he said. Those were his words. So
that's it. It's confirmed. There's going to be a fourth Apes movie.
So yeah, that's it.
Starring Ben Affleck.
So he...
Affleck, love. Oh, wrong ape movie.
Banana.
Amy.
We gotta own that movie. Anyway, so then he said that So I, as happy as I was as a fan of the DCU to hear that, I was also thinking, well, this is also a very talented actor who's saying that. So, I, you know, take it on a grain of salt. I was when an actor goes, oh, I there's no way I'm leaving this project. I'm like, oof, he's leaving the project. Like, that's like how I'm always, you know what I mean?
I mean, Edgar Wright left Ant-Man after how many years of developing the movie? So
10.
There you go.
10. So,
most
so
that, marriages don't last that long.
Shit.
Where are we all at?
There's something
Mary?
I gotta tell you. Something I gotta tell you. So I was very.
I love you so much, Laura.
She's not listening to this.
You're right.
She's not listening.
But maybe somebody who knows her is.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you just said she loves you.
Yes, exactly.
So, so I heard that and I was very excited. And I was like, well, take it with a grain of salt, but you know, whatever. And then a week later, which is now, the news is coming out that he has signed on for the Batman trilogy, the DCEU Batman trilogy, and a Batman Beyond film.
Oh, I didn't hear the Batman Beyond film.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't hear that. That was announced after Comic-Con.
Well,
that was
none of this was announced during Comic-Con.
What
he said at Comic-Con was, "I'm not leaving. I'm fucking super excited to work with Matt Reeves." That's what came out. It was nothing about the trilogy.
My impression is that the last one is going to be a Batman Beyond.
Can I tell you? I'm kind of bummed about that.
I know you want.
Why?
Because I wanted Kevin Conroy to be old Bruce Wayne.
No, you don't want that. You want fucking. You want
or Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Be,
yeah. I mean, listen. Yeah. Either
Michael
one,
Keaton, but Kevin Conroy does the voice.
No.
Listen,
that just fucked with me mentally. I was like, my brain tried to mishmash those people.
I would
like,
absolutely love that, but Ben Affleck already is almost at that age.
Right.
What you know, when that third one comes out, he's going to be as old as Bruce Wayne was in Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Or close to it, you know? So what I want to know is, and I'm sure they're not even thinking about this yet, maybe they are. Who the fuck is going to play Terry McGinnis? Because
he's not even born yet. He's not even born yet.
I want them to do something with Nightwing, and I have. There's two people that I could see that I would love to be in that Nightwing thing, but I want them to do Nightwing so bad.
Who do you see?
A little bit older. Nightwing. Actually, I would be okay with Steven Yeun doing it.
Yes, so would I. I was thinking the same thing.
But you know, I don't know if Q watches the show, but okay, I didn't see the Batman Beyond part.
Yeah.
Caleb from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh.
Oh yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I don't even know what that.
He has the look.
Sorry,
he has.
You know, my wife got me.
We're not pansies.
He has.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I bet you cried in way more movies than I.
Sure. But cry at fucking great movies, not a shitty fucking Pretty Little Liars.
Cry at Pretty Little Liars.
I don't know who that is. Who is this? I know of the show.
He has the look, but I don't see him.
I have female friends. That like that kind of shit.
I don't see him as Dick, dude. Sorry.
I don't. But
he looks like Dick, but he yeah, I'm not getting that vibe from him.
He could be a younger. He could kind of pull the younger. He just has to get a little bit bigger, but
all right. So
but anyway, yeah. But
so the news that came out during Comic-Con was that he was excited to work with Matt Reeves and that he's not going anywhere, right? The news that came out today is that they're saying that he reportedly signs up for DCU's Batman trilogy and future Batman Beyond adaptation. Look, when the rumor came out during Comic-Con that they're looking to phase him out, I was okay with that. I really am, because I love Ben Affleck and I think he's the best Batman. But if you phase him out in the movie, like not fucking replace him one movie to the next, right, and like, oh, like they did with Don Cheadle, and be like, hey, yeah, I'm fucking War Machine. No, bitch, no. Like, I don't need you to do a fucking Dan from Bewitched. I want you to get, but if you show Affleck, you know, passing down the batarang, if you will, to say, here, you know, Dick Grayson, and make somebody else or an Azrael. Oh my God, fuck
Azrael. Azrael would be good, which would lead to a great part three, where Dick has to take it back from Azrael.
So if you did that. I was totally okay with that. Properly. I really am. I was totally okay with Affleck, you know, because he's going to be 50 years old now. And, you know, so I'm totally okay with all that. Then the news came out the next day after that rumor came out Ben Affleck was on the panel saying, no, I'm fucking in. And I'm like, oh, fucking, all right,
yeah,
cool.
Good.
Then there's no reason to fucking even speculate over this shit. I'm all right, cool. And now that he signs on for the trilogy, I'm like, again, and it could still be a possibility. He signing up for the trilogy just means that he's going to be in the movie. It doesn't mean that he's going to be
Batman.
The
Batman.
Main person.
Or Batman,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He could be Batman in the first one, pass it off in the second one, and then in the third one, Dick Grayson takes it back. You know, it could
how
be.
How dope would it be if they sandwiched Batgirl in between there and it tied into it?
Like a threesome? Yeah, well, that's my fantasy.
Well,
too.
The Joss Whedon Batgirl,
yeah,
in there would be awesome.
If they introduce her character,
yeah,
in the Batman
movie,
in the first one, then you'd be able to have her movie, and then
she could come into one of the other ones.
Yeah,
yeah,
they could have a situation like in the third Nolan movie where they team up,
yeah,
to take on a big.
But they should do it in this universe. They should do it that Robin's name is actually not Robin, and it's actually Dick Grayson, and not
that would be great, right?
Fulano de tal. Oh, by the way, they call me Robin. No, bitch, you're Fulano.
Yeah,
don't give me this shit. You're fucking Fulano.
That was the icing on the shit cake.
On the shit cake.
On the shit cake.
Oh god, that was a diarrhea. That was
which
the
sucks,
shit cake. Which
sucks. I love Gordon. Love it.
Yeah, he's great, and I really liked him in that role.
Yeah.
Not only did I like him in that role, I also would have liked him as Dick Grayson.
Yeah. I would have too.
Pick one of the two.
Yeah.
Pick one of the two.
Yeah.
You would have been okay if you named him the right thing. Choose all of column A or all of column B. There's no fucking mixing in this. You can't. Ugh. Anyway, so I was happy about that news. There's also news that came out about the Flash movie.
Oh yeah.
This is what I am actually most excited about.
Yeah. Flashpoint Paradox, right?
So they're going to do the Flashpoint. But, in the movies,
but,
in the cinematic.
But
the where's the but?
For Flashpoint, that means that a certain somebody
will be the Batman.
Will be Thomas Wayne, the Batman.
In Flashpoint,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
In a Flashpoint movie, for those of you who don't know, instead of Thomas Wayne getting shot and killed and Bruce Wayne taking up the mantle of Batman or training and becoming Batman, in this alternate universe, Flash fucks things up. His mom never gets killed. Flash's mom, Barry's mom, never gets killed, and that sends off a chain reaction throughout the entire universe that Thomas Wayne no longer gets killed in the alley. Instead, it's Bruce that gets killed in the alley, and Thomas Wayne
becomes Batman.
Right. A much darker,
ruthless,
broodier version of Batman.
If you can imagine,
if you can imagine that.
And Martha uses fucking guns.
Yeah, I was gonna say more villainy.
Martha becomes the Joker.
Martha becomes a Joker.
Why did you say that name? Why did you say that name?
did we just become best friends?
Oh my god, I forgive you.
Why did you say that all along?
So here's the thing. If that's the case, right, in the comics, that's what happens. So if they're gonna do a Flashpoint movie, Thomas Wayne has been played in the DCEU already
by Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
And Lauren Cohen played Martha.
Yeah.
Right.
Which means she's Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I'm so excited
Here's the thing is that
legit.
I can picture her in the makeup. Somebody did a mock-up of her in the makeup.
Oh, I haven't even seen that.
They did a mock-up of him as Thomas Wayne with the red.
Yeah, with the red.
And her, and with the red eyes too, like the, and then her as a Joker.
Are you okay?
No.
Okay. And her as the Joker. And now, dude,
the thing is that in the main Flashpoint story, they don't spend any time on Joker. They don't touch on it at all. That's in the Batman side story that's going on at the same time. So I don't know that we'll get to see that in the Flashpoint movie, but
it might allude to it.
Maybe just an allusion to that might be cool, because everything else that's going on during Flashpoint is actually, if you can believe it, much more interesting than Martha Wayne becoming Joker. All out war, world war between Aquaman and Wonder Woman, which is just absolutely nuts. And the final
sex scene. No, seriously. A sex scene.
Okay, do you realize that I'm picturing Gal Gadot and Jason Momoa?
That's why I'm more excited.
Sorry, because I was still looking at Laura Cohen pictures of Joker.
Oh,
and that's why I'm excited, because in the comics, they have, they,
They have her there as the damaged one. Just you can go back and swipe.
God, she's so beautiful.
She's freaking gorgeous.
And she's got an accent, which is
accents will always do it for me.
She's still really hot.
You know what does it for me? Hot bodies.
Well, that's like Karen Gillian this weekend was like, she's like, hey, thanks for coming. I'm like, oh my God, your Scottish accent is so pretty.
I still have saved on my
I almost ran into her.
There's like a photo shoot Maxim did with Laura Cohen. And she's just, it's a fucking gorgeous shot of her just brushing her teeth. And I've never wanted a woman to brush her teeth in my bathroom more than I did her.
Wanted to be a toothbrush more than in that fucking moment.
I would have liked to be the sink.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Anyway, so
I had a dime for every time I heard that.
I'd have three dimes.
Wow, that's a weird life you got. So yeah, in the Flashpoint, there's an all-out war between the Amazons and the Atlanteans. And the reason why is because they had a relationship, Wonder Woman and Aquaman, and then she caught him fucking who did he fuck?
Darkseid.
I can't remember.
Fuck. He fucked somebody else, and then he was like, no. It was like, that was not what you think. It was like a miscommunication, but hell hath no fury like fucking Wonder Woman. And they started an all-out war, and it's a fucking amazing.
It's been... Well,
3 weeks since
2010, whenever it was that the Flashpoint happened.
I thought it happened before that.
No, because that led to the New 52. The New 52 started in 2011, so I guess it would be 2011. So it's been a while since I read it, and I can't remember why they go to war, but the entire world
I'm telling you why. There was a lover's quarrel, and there was a misunderstanding, but they don't fucking want
to
hear it.
I thought it had to do with a son that they had lost, but I'm probably misremembering.
No, it was... You know, I'm actually going by the Flashpoint animated movie, so they may have changed it.
When I saw it, I remembered it being pretty close to the thing.
It was almost like spot on from what, because I didn't read the Flashpoint comic books, but I did see the animated, and I think that,
So they announced that, which is a huge deal. Still waiting for a director. News came out on Suicide 2 lost the director that I didn't even know it had gained. Was the co-director of, not the co-director, like the director's assistant, I don't know what the fuck they call him, from Suicide Squad 1, was supposedly going to direct part 2, but now he's not. That came out today. That news came out today that he's not directing that. So I'm okay with that because I want fucking Mel Gibson.
I want Mel Gibson to direct
the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I just want a better movie than the first one that came out. Yeah. I didn't like Suicide Squad. Gibson.
There was a booth at Supercon that had a Ripcord T-shirt, and I'm like, who the fuck's gonna buy that?
Like nobody.
And some guy goes, finally, a fucking Ripcord T-shirt.
All it is Harley and Joker and Deadshot.
Deadshot, the
real hero.
Finally, Ripcord is here. But the thing is, when you buy that shirt, it only lasts 2 minutes.
Oh, Jesus!
Then
I just about, you know, was going crazy. I was losing my mind trying to find this shirt.
Because they blew his brain. Right. Okay. Let's talk about the trailers. Right. So what's your... Okay, I guess we want to go one by one. What was your favorite trailer? What was your...
Movie and TV? I know Q's.
Yeah.
Movie and TV?
Yeah. I know TV.
Stranger Things 2 is my favorite trailer.
By far the best trailer to drop.
The music?
Oh, the music was just the opening scene to then cut into an amazing mix of Thriller. Like, it was just stacked on top of... it was just stacked perfectly.
And when it ended with the Vincent Price laugh, like, it was just timed.
You didn't even have to show me 11. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was the beauty of it. So for me,
I kind of wish they wouldn't have.
I almost wish that they didn't.
Alive.
You know, I didn't even notice that I hadn't seen 11 until they showed her.
Yeah.
That's how good the trailer was.
That was how good it was.
They showed an app?
Yes, exactly.
These go to 11.
But that would just be my top. Once that dropped, everything else didn't matter in the sense of how it came out. Like, just the trailer was amazing. And I like that they bumped the date, so I was really excited with Stranger Things.
The Westworld one was interesting. I think the Stranger Things blew it out of the water, but the Westworld one was... it was another one where the music was kind of cool that they played with it.
I feel like they teased with West... Like, we had already gotten a teaser trailer from Stranger Things earlier on in the year when they first were going to release it on Halloween Day. Uh-huh. And we got that bit of a clip. And I feel like that's what happened with Westworld. We just got what that clip was for Stranger Things. teaser. Now at SDCC is more of a teaser. And then we'll move on for that.
I think I like the fact that you were describing what a teaser was.
And yeah, I know. I don't know why.
You not know the word? The word teaser. It's a teaser. Because you were using everything to define teaser, and I was like,
"Well, when you define, you don't use the word." You know,
and you're like, it just kind of like gave you like a little glimpse.
Well, because it was like a 4 minute. It was still like 4 minutes long.
It teased you. It teased you. You know,
but it was like 4 minutes long. That's long for a teaser.
Yeah.
I feel like you're giving me a goddamn.
That's song for a trailer. That's for a trailer.
Fucking piano, that goddamn Westworld piano. But yeah, Stranger Things was my top.
I'm not on the Stranger Things bandwagon.
No, I know you're not.
I don't dislike it. I have to reiterate this because every time I start talking about it, they go, oh, you fucking hate you. I'm like, I never use any negative connotation. I don't think I've ever used anything negative to describe
Stranger Things.
I just said I don't like it as much as other people, and I saw it after the hype, and I think that contributed to it. I saw it. And the only reason I would have never seen it had it been not for the hype. So I, you know what I mean? The hype was necessary for me because I'm not the target demographic. Horror is not my target demographic. So I would have never seen it had it not been that everybody and their mother was like, "You gotta fuck."
That's the thing.
I'm like,
which
okay,
is actually
fine.
Ironic because I'm not into horror or sci-fi.
But here's the thing:
and this is both those things. And
you can't say that and be a Harry Potter fan.
Hold on, you can't. I can't get into a Harry Potter fight. This podcast will last like four hours.
But that's science. You can't say I'm not into science
sci-fi?
Fiction.
Okay, hang on. Sci-fi and fantasy go hand in hand.
They do, but I mean sci-fi as in space,
But that is only one aspect of sci-fi.
You're right. It's not my thing.
Stranger Things
is
not space either. Stranger Things is not space either.
No, but it's like alien.
It's an alien-ish.
No, it's not. It's alien-ish. I don't get alien vibes from it at all.
I get monster vibes.
I totally get alien vibes.
I get monster vibes, not alien vibes. That's a different story.
The Demogorgon is one thing, but what's happening with what actually happened to Eleven is something completely different.
And them in the suits going through the
feels spacey. It felt spacey. Like science-y,
I would like the thing.
Science, yes.
I like the thing.
Space, no.
That's what I'm with David. Science, yes. Space, no.
See, I got thing vibes, which is space.
Yeah. I got ET vibes, which is not space because he's in on Earth the whole time.
But he
came
the
thing
in a
is
spaceship.
On Earth too, but it's a science fiction movie.
I get science fiction, yes.
Yeah.
Space. Yeah. But I'm not the biggest. I saw it after the hype. I don't think it lived up to the hype, in my opinion. I don't think it's a bad show. I don't think it's the greatest show on Earth. I think it's a very good show. It was very interesting. I liked it. I'm an 80s nut. You know, my fucking album cover is me playing video games. Like I love all that type of shit. So I love the references. I get the references. You know what I don't like? I don't like the fact that they made the black kid the asshole. Like I didn't like that kid at all. He was
I'm
an
just
asshole.
Glad they weren't the one that made him disappear.
But
know what I mean? Like in every other.
I don't like the no, but I just like why the only kid I don't like is the black kid. Now you make me feel like I'm racist, and I'm like, no, I'm not fucking racist. I just don't fucking like the kid. He's
but
an
I,
asshole.
But I liked him.
Of course you did.
He was one of the only guys that was like, yo, this is what we got to do. Let's fucking do it. And everyone else was digging around.
Oh no. He was more so than let's do it. He was like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Let's fucking leave her.
Yeah.
She's not, it's fucking bros before hoes. Fucked. And I was like, hey, calm down, asshole. Oh, just because your fucking friend's trying to get some strange. Don't be fucking all up in that. Nah,
you
saw that.
Get some strange
things.
Lego my ego.
But I like all the references. I'll be honest, I haven't seen the Stranger 2 trailer. But I'm not really like I'm gonna watch the show. I'm just not like fucking jerking off to it. There are some people like you that would watch anything that comes out of Stranger Things already jerking off to that, like, oh my god, I'm so excited. And I'm like, I'm just not that dude. And I get it. I'm not making fun of those who are. I just the first season didn't do it for me like that. I liked it.
I can see because of the amount of hype, because there's a lot of movies in the reverse where people have said, oh, it's bad, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. So I already go in with low expectations, and I'm like, it's not as bad as everybody thought
like,
it was.
Like The Mummy.
The Mummy.
I'm sorry. I liked it.
I genuinely liked it.
And I came out of it, and I was like, wait, I didn't think it was
now,
the greatest.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know people who are hating it or critics? Because that's not the same thing.
No, I knew people.
Nobody
I know that watched it hated it. The toughest critic is David's wife that saw it that goes, it wasn't bad. That was her. That's the toughest critic that I know that has actually seen the movie.
And I think her only issue was what they did with Dr. Jekyll.
Whatever her issues are, but my point is that the strongest critic that I've known that has actually seen it, as far as a human being that has seen it, is his wife. And his wife didn't hate it. His wife just goes,
I had friends on Facebook that were destroying the movie. I didn't speak to anyone personally
A lot of people hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Because
which
of
is unfortunate because he's actually a really good actor.
Yeah.
That's the, you can hate him as much as you want. I can few movies that I can say that I was like
Tom Cruise. I can compartmentalize people's personal lives. Absolutely. And, yeah. You know,
I compartmentalize. I'm telling you, I want Mel Gibson directing Suicide Squad 2. I'm not saying I will have lunch with him. I totally will.
I just think
I'm just saying he's a fucking phenomenal director.
Just to go back, I think the Stranger Things grabbed me by the tits when it came out just because it was something that I wasn't supposed to like. It was horror. It was something that was science-y, alien-esque to me, so I automatically assumed. Yeah, science-y. I was going with that. Close enough, but when I'm watching it, that's what I was thinking, and first of all, the opening scene is in playing D&D, so already I was like, I'm here.
Sold. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yep.
And then the Demogorgon, I was like, I know what that is, so we can keep rolling with this. But then,
is that a real thing?
A Demogorgon?
Yeah.
Well, not like, a real, real thing.
Like, not like... it's a real creature.
That's what I was asking, that's what I was asking, Jeff. Is it real? Because I'm fucking scared now, man.
In D&D, it's a real creature. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. To me, I liked it in spite of all of that. Like, I'm not a D&D person. I'm not a science-y person. And I'm like, oh, this is like... It was teaching me things. So, like, right now, you're teaching me that a Demogorgon really exists in the world of D&D. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I'm going through all this. To me, it wasn't scary enough. And coming from me, that I'm a huge pussy...
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be when these guys... Jeff even told me, I don't know if you should watch this. Like, he was that afraid... For me, that I wasn't. That,
it wasn't that,
was
that scary.
And I don't think it was scary enough.
But that's him. But I don't think that was the primary focus of the show was to scare.
No,
I hope not, because I am its target demographic because I do play D&D. I am into horror. I am into sci-fi. No, I still do.
When?
Actually, I'm starting another campaign. No, I'm not running it this time. In 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Fifth edition.
I have not decided what we're actually doing. Pathfinder.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is easier.
Thing. Yeah, it is easier.
totally not the same thing, though. So don't even. I mean, I appreciate you trying to pass this off as D&D, but we all know, Pathfinder is clearly not the same thing as D&D. So
anyway,
that was the best.
I think I was very lucky that Netflix spies on you very, very effectively.
Yeah.
Because a week before it premiered, or a couple days before it premiered, it popped up on my TV, and I was like, huh, that looks cool. So I watched it day one. In fact, I watched every single episode. Because it was I was on summer break, so you know I had the time, and I got it before the hype.
I mean, I pretty
so
much,
so yeah. I'm with you on that, Neri, that hype definitely has something to do with how much or how little you appreciate something. You know, it does affect it. But me personally, that and Westworld are two of the best TV shows that have come out since Game of Thrones.
Did you enjoy Neri Westworld?
Oh yeah, very much.
Okay,
yeah,
so you enjoyed that much more.
Very
than...
different. They're very different shows.
Oh, completely different. Very different shows.
But,
yeah,
but in my opinion, those are the two best shows to come out in the last 5-6 years.
Yep, I would agree with that.
No, because Breaking Bad has still come out in that time frame.
Breaking Bad has been over for about 3 years.
But you said come out in the last 5 years, 5 or 6 years. That's what you said.
Yeah, and Breaking Bad has been done.
House of Cards
for
too.
Three, uh-huh. Right? And it ran for 5.
Are you talking about? But so you're saying not on TV. So you're saying that has debuted in the last five years. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very specific stat. That's like one of those, like when you're watching, I know this is going to sound completely foreign to you, David, but that's like when you're watching a basketball game, you're like, that's the best
free throw. That's when we wear the shorts.
Yeah. That's the best free. he's the least best free throw shooter when a game is tied between 88 and 89 points with a minute and a half left in the game. Like, what the fuck? That's a very specific stat you got there. Yeah. What kind of shit is
that? Arenas that start with the letter T.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So there aren't a lot of TV shows that have made their debut in the last five years?
No, but
because you're making it seem like I'm talking about a minuscule part of
But that stat is very... You narrowed that down.
Okay, including anything that has been on air, that's been two of my favorite TV shows.
Absolutely.
Number one and number two.
I think that's a
you
great...
You choose whatever order you
that's
want.
A great, that's a great... But I was just making the joke before you got upset and get your panties in a twist. I was making the joke that you made went very specific.
Should I untwist them so that I can't get them in a twist again?
I would like you to twist them harder.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus.
The juices will
With regards to what you said about House of Cards, I think House of Cards was a good show, but not as unique as Stranger Things and Westworld. Those were things...
I really like House House of Cards.
I love House of Cards. Yeah. I love House of Cards.
But the idea of it's breaking the fourth wall. It's, yes. You're getting into inside the mind.
Revolutionary
of
the, to the breaking corrupt, the fourth wall.
These corrupt, yeah. These corrupt politicians or these, and these, you get into a mindset where we know it's there, but right. Now you see now it you're happening seeing in front it. Of you.
Yeah, and I guess so, but then I guess that it also gets a little.
Is it that different from West Wing, though?
Well, I remember. I never saw West Wing.
Neither have I. I haven't seen West Wing.
Not.
I mean, it is different, but is it that different from West same... Wing? It's still a very political show, right. Yeah. You know, or Veep, or you know, one of these other.
I think it came out at a time where a lot of these things
or
came
the newsroom,
out,
you know,
and that one stuck up more because it's first of all well acted and right. The storyline is fucking amazing.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, he's I love God. That man. Dude, I love that man.
That guy
and Robin Wright.
I'm Robin Wright,
and she's so hot in yeah. House of Cards, man.
She's hot in everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could just. Well, no, but hot. Like you could just stop at high. Yeah, have to specify.
But I guess I wasn't expecting with the haircut and the whole and her persona.
As you wish.
Yeah, so
I didn't think it was possible for her to be hotter than she was as Buttercup.
Oh, shit! You referenced everything.
Wow. Reference
so proud of you, Naring. Watch out.
I learned that when we recorded in Corca.
Look at that.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
All right, so let's go back because we went on a crazy tangent. Right.
Yeah, so sorry.
So best, no, but this is a great conversation. But we still haven't done a mountain.
You're right.
So what was your favorite, Neri? What was your favorite trailer? Justice League, what was your least favorite trailer?
I don't know if I had a least favorite trailer okay. Because I didn't watch a lot. Look, I try not to watch trailers to things I'm going to watch. I was with Jeff at the comic book shop when the Justice League trailer came out. Like it was an alert on my phone. Boom. Because I'm part of the Justice League that you got to sign up. And I signed up and I got the alert. New Justice League trailer came out. And I literally asked out loud. I asked myself, but I was in front of him. And I was like, should I watch it? Like I asked myself, should I watch it? And I'm not going to say that the only reason I watch it is because I'm part of a podcast that is, you know, about geeky shit. But that was a contributing factor. Like, man, what are you going to not fucking watch it and you can't talk about it?
Also, yeah. I said, yeah, we should fucking watch
also,
it.
Also, Jeff yes. pressed play on my phone. So
as you should.
And, oh, you're going to think about this?
Yeah. And let me so, help you. And so I loved it. I was watching it. I was watching it with my phone, with my finger on the home button because had they started showing something that would have been too much, I'm like, no, you can't. Because that's the trend, not only for DC, but trend for everybody is to start showing you too much in the movie, in the trailer. But that trailer was fucking perfect. Perfect. It had fucking humor for the pussies that fucking... DC movies not funny, so I had humor for those assholes. It had fucking badassery for me because I like badassery.
Momoa flying from the sky, surfing.
Know. We're in agreement. Who's at the end of that trailer, right? We're in agreement. We're not getting Green Lantern. Gonna be freaking Superman.
Well, I believe that they allude to Superman. That is Superman that Arthur is talking to.
Right.
I'm not saying that we're not getting Green Lantern.
That he's not going to be coming with Green Lantern?
Well, my wife has a theory.
Okay.
His wife's theory is, she said it before I could even start to think.
Right.
And then when she said it, now it's the only thing I could think of. Now I was like, no.
So my wife's theory is that Green Lantern is actually going to be Chris Pine's character from Wonder Woman and that the ring... Stop gets to him right before the explosion and it takes him away.
Because in Wonder Woman we don't see the plane. We see that we don't see the plane blow up.
No,
we don't see him blow up. We see the plane. We don't see him.
That's absolutely brilliant.
That's fucking brilliant.
So because the whole rumor's been that Chris Pine could have been Green Lantern,
right?
That's how they incorporate it. and they can bring him back for another movie.
All right.
So when she said
now
that
what's going to happen is that's the only thing that I'm going to think of.
That's exactly
now.
What happened. So
how
I
dope would that be if that all of a sudden it's like, so oh, she no, told he's me been
that,
alive.
She told me that right when Wonder Woman came out, and I was like, well, now I haven't had a chance to hypothesize now, and now that's the only thing that makes
that
sense.
That's never going
to
come in my head.
So now I'm going to be disappointed when
now,
it doesn't
you, it's
happen.
Not going to be, it's not how Jordan is, but still.
Yeah, well.
Still, it could be a lantern.
A lantern.
Before them.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I believe that Green Lantern, because remember back in the days, it used to be Unite the Seven.
Right.
Now it's Unite the League.
Right.
But that the catchphrase used to be Unite the Seven.
Right.
And I believe that Green Lantern is going to be back. It's going to be in this movie. However, that scene with Alfred, that's clearly Superman.
I mean, they say the hope line. He says, you know.
I hope a motherfucker would be in my seat. That's what he says. Alfred, I don't know if you caught that part. Yeah, Alfred said,
I was like, whoa.
4 and 5, homeboy. 4 and 5. Krypton. So.
What about you, Dave? What was your favorite trailer?
it was Stranger Things, but I'll pick another one then, since we already talked about Stranger Things. It.
Okay.
The It trailer was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. So, I was like, pick a trailer.
I got goosebumps like a motherfucker.
And a little
that.
Homage to Tim Curry.
Yes,
the little doll in the back when they had the Pennywise doll from the original Pennywise.
They had a few things, one or two different things in that trailer that was like an homage. No?
Yeah,
they
had
a Clue board game.
Sorry, no? I have a phobia with clowns and shit.
Oh no,
that,
I did
so
too.
Thanks to
go to Spooky Empire. Like what happened to me? I was deathly afraid of clowns up until 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and then a drunk clown sat next to me, a zombie clown, and it was the funniest thing in the world. And I was because she was
you're
wasted.
Like, and now I'm good.
I'm like, all right, I'm over my clown phobia now. but the It trailer was
it was fantastic.
It was really
So that would probably would have been my second one.
Yeah. Okay.
And you,
Jeffrey. My favorite book, Steven Spielberg's doing it, Ready Player One.
Oh,
blew my
yes.
fucking mind.
Yeah.
I have no idea about this movie. He was going crazy. We were at the comic book shop. He was going crazy. Oh, the trailer came out. And I was like, I don't know. I haven't read the book because it's a book. And,
I know. And then I put underneath he posted the picture and I was like, oh, I have to hurry up and finish the book. And he's like, don't. There's a movie. It's coming out.
Just relax. I don't know why. Or get the audiobook like I did to read instead of rereading it because Will Wheaton reads the book.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Gonna have to get the audiobook.
So,
he doesn't read, I know.
Yeah,
it's fine. You don't even listen to books.
Yeah. Like, there's no pictures? Fuck this.
You know, it's so funny. I tried that one time. I talked about this on Woobro years ago, but I tried listening to a book on tape because I'm like, I listen to podcasts all day. I can listen to a book on tape. And I guess I just picked the wrong book.
You might
because
have.
It was so descriptive that it was 25 minutes describing a fucking room in the very beginning. And
no,
I was
I
like,
can't do that.
Get the fuck off of it!
Where is outside? Get to the door, bitches!
Nothing had happened. I hadn't introduced a character. That hadn't introduced it just...
For me, it comes down to the narrator.
And, no, and,
the book that you're
and what
to.
It was, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a heavy
no.
read.
And it was so descriptive.
You would, if any
and then
book
I saw the movie, and then I saw the movie, and what it took 25 minutes to describe was literally 4 seconds of the intro of the movie. I'm like, what the fuck?
Ready Player One is, that's the one book that I think you could fucking get through.
First of all, I've like, read other books, FYI.
I'm not saying
point
you don't,
that out there.
But I'm saying Ready Player One is
the
made for
one.
Us. I didn't mean it like that. But but like the movie, first when I heard Steven Spielberg was directing it, I was like, I'm fucking sold.
I'm in no matter what if it's Spielberg.
Then they released the still shot of him wearing the glasses for the OE, and I was like, okay, yes. And then the trailer dropped.
So I was watching a trailer with him, and I didn't know, again, I don't know about this movie, and I'm watching it. And when I saw, again, I'm a sucker for the 80s, man. So I saw the fucking DeLorean. I saw the Tron cycle. When I saw the Tron cycle, I didn't know it was a Tron cycle. I go, oh, that kind of looks like the Tron. Like, I didn't.
You didn't even reference didn't that it was.
No, because I didn't know that it was going to be referencing other movies in this movie. So I'm like, oh, that kind of looks like the Tron cycle. And then I saw fucking.
The DeLorean.
And I was like, oh, no, that's. No. Fuck
I know what that is.
don't fucking
and
tell
like,
me.
Harley, there's Harleys in the trailer.
I didn't even know it was directed by Steve. Spielberg, and
like,
I
knew nothing
and
about
I was like, this shit is amazing. Oh my god, I started jerking off in the comic book shop again.
So you're the Jon Snow of Ready Player One, apparently. He knows nothing at all, but it's exciting.
I can't wait. I'm not, I would be remiss if I didn't give props to Thor Ragnarok's trailer.
Yeah, it is a great trailer
because that trailer, I was not interested after the first trailer. I was a little bit, but not really.
I was on board after the first
like,
one,
okay, but. But that second trailer, I didn't like it.
I am a Marvel fangirl. I will admit that through and through. And I had a few. It was a better trailer than the teaser that they had given us. Because the teaser, I still felt that it was like Planet Hulk meets Thor Ragnarok. And I'm still on the fence about how much of that is happening. But
it's really gonna happen. That's really Planet Hulk. They just
the more Planet Hulk they throw into it, the better it will be.
I agree with that completely. The more Planet Hulk they throw in, there's certain things that Planet Hulk, I love Planet Hulk. Is one of my it was in my mountain of Marvel story
as it was for me.
Planet Hulk is fucking amazing. I love that story arc. One of my favorite of all time of any comic book, much less Marvel. I don't like when Hulk talks. I'm sorry. That's just, in comics. I'm talking about in the comics. Like, I don't like in. I like what he says, and I think it was a very funny scene in the trailer.
And
I'm
his
not
threaded eyebrows and his.
Listen, I felt like some salon was like the sponsor for this, and I once I saw their haircuts and especially Hulk's like crew cut, I was like, I can't take this trailer. I as will seriously tell you this, though, want to know.
It might be because
he looks a little bit like Masputo, right? He looks a little bit like
two of my
Hulk is Masputo.
Two of the most beautiful shots were in that trailer for me, and it was
one is eyebrow.
It was, and they were both involving Hulk. Hulk fighting Fenrir.
Yeah, that was
fucking gorgeous.
And him at the end with I don't know the demon's name. You said his name.
No, the one
that brings about Ragnarok.
Yeah, I forgot it.
Of him diving through the air.
Yes.
And he just. Oh, I have it. I made it my background on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a great
such
shot.
Such a beautiful shot.
And
beautiful
I will shot. Say. It seemed to me, I'm going to make a Marvel DC comparison. They did a lot with the art on Thor Ragnarok, like what, as edgy as Suicide Squad's
There's a lot of
was.
Neon.
Yes.
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 So I felt
there's a,
like there
there's
was.
A new, there's a Marvel has a new camera that they're using. They used it for Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is why it was way more colorful than the first one. So it's a new camera that they're using that it's like all these. Very, very loud colors are coming off, and I feel as if there's going to be a lot of movies because it's like
now.
A revolutionary camera that they're using. And it's like a super expensive camera. It's one of those things where it's like there's one of them in the world type of thing,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm not giving all the facts because I don't have all the facts, but I know that it's a new camera that Marvel is using that they're going to milk the living shit.
That's probably why they're going to do with Captain Marvel. They're going to have the scrolls and everything.
They're
going to
have the scrolls. They're going to have Captain Marvel.
That purple and the green's going to pop.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very much like that. That's why these colors are coming out, and I'm not the biggest fan of it.
I love it.
I like it, but I don't. I like it for I liked it for Guardians of the Galaxy because Guardians of the Galaxy that story lends itself to an 80s homage theme.
Correct.
Right. Yes. Because of
which it seems Peter like Quill they're trying to do that with Ragnarok.
That's
especially with
like
the titles. You know the blue and the pink. It's all very
no,
neon.
The text.
The
Ragnarok text.
Yeah, it looks
like
the
80s.
Font. That's what I was thinking. The font. It looks very 80s.
Yeah. And that's why I don't like it on Thor Ragnarok because
it doesn't fit.
It doesn't. I feel as if
I do feel like it's out of place.
That's what I'm saying.
But when we see the movie, maybe we'll feel differently.
Right, but like Planet Hulk to me doesn't feel like if you tell me Peter Quill's is an 80s thing, yeah, because he has Knight Rider in it, he has Pac-Man in it. That totally those colors make sense in a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
I'm just excited.
I think that with Thor, they have no idea what to do. Because nothing has really worked.
No, I think they have an idea, but they can't do it with Hulk because they don't own the rights to. They don't own the exclusive rights.
I'm talking about Thor. Hulk. Oh. They know what they need to do, which is Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
So they're basically. It seems like they've just turned this Thor movie into Planet Hulk, and hey, let's just throw Thor in there
because
you know?
We have to.
And I'm okay with that, you know. But I think that they're hoping that something sticks, you know, because how are they not going to have one of their flagship characters, you know, in the pitches, you know?
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
I'll tell you the one thing really
as
quick because I know we've gone kind of long, but I did catch the Infinity War trailer that somebody leaked before it got taken off. And
I
think they failed because the opening shot spoils Thor Ragnarok.
Oh,
it
so
basically
then don't say
you,
it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it, but you basically see it starts off with what happened. You can see what happens at the end of Thor Ragnarok. So I'm like, the movie hasn't come out yet. Why? I get why they put it into the trailer,
right?
Because it sets him up meeting somebody else,
right?
But you're releasing this movie this year,
and here you are,
and now
already.
You're already saying what this is what happens. So it's kind of like
I want the prequel. I want the movie that's in between Avengers: Age of Ultron and Thor Ragnarok, and I want to know how Hulk meets his stylist. That's what I want to know. I want to know, did he go to Vidal Sassoon? Like, what is it that he did?
Fights.
Wouldn't it be great if he met the Zoltan?
Zohan.
Zohan.
Oh, my God.
Zohan.
Me make you sexy. Hey.
Make you sexy.
Sexy smooth. Sexy smooth.
God, I love that fucking
But
movie.
There were some really, really cool shots that I can't wait for the actual trailer to come out. Like Bucky and T'Challa in
Oh my God,
Wakanda.
Did you see the Black Panther trailer?
I didn't see the footage that they showed. I didn't see.
I didn't. Not at Comic Con. I'm talking about the Black Panther trailer.
Oh yeah, yeah. The
one that they showed before Homecoming.
Yes.
Holy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, they showed.
Wow.
Some footage apparently at the panel that the cast hadn't seen yet. Oh. And they were standing up going nuts, the cast.
Oh, wow, that's good.
At how hyped they were and how sick they said it looked.
Well, I mean, they're black people. They stand up and get excited. Well,
okay then.
I perform in... I do black shows all the time. They stomp their feet and... No, that's not... this is not a negative thing. You know, as it feels as a performer, when somebody stomps their feet and stands up, that's the... Fucking right. Oh yeah, I'm gonna edit this part out. I just realized.
Like, right.
On that note, because I know I'm not saying it in a mean way, but I know it's not coming off that way. So I'm like, I'm just gonna.
The person who's listening to this is saying, why is this man with this white hood on talking this way?
You know how they are. What are you talking about, Neary?
Shut up, Neary.
What do you mean?
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean, those people? God damn it. That's not what I meant. All right, so that's the cut right there. Yep. Yeah, that's the cut. All right, so what else? All right, that was it.
Yeah,
that's it for Geek Newsy. Make sure you check out the podcast for the Mount Geekmore podcast. We talk about the best vehicles in TV live action, and that is how newsies are done. Check out the Geekbro Network. All the podcasts on Geekbro Network, including Q's The Talking Geek on geekbro.net. Peace.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly, slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye. Oh yeah.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito. This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Yeah.
despacito.